I do not want to say that I already attained these things, nor that I have attained perfection. But I continue forward with the objective of making that perfection mine, for which Christ Jesus first made me his. No, beloved friends, I have not attained it, but I am focusing only on this. I forget the past and I fix my gaze on what I have ahead of me. So I advance until I reach the end of the race to receive the celestial prize to which God calls us by means of Christ Jesus. Generally, we tend to have a bad mental habit. We go through life trying to look at what is coming, but with our mind set on the things from the past. And the more we think about the things from the past, how good they were, or how they were not so good, the less we enjoy the present. And when we go through adverse, complicated circumstances, of which we often ask ourselves, why are they happening to us? We begin to rewind the cassette, as they say over here. We begin to observe how our past was like, to see what mistakes we made and if it was our fault, or we might think that everything in the past was better. But there is no wisdom here. We cannot sit down and observe our past to complain when we have a life and a race ahead of us. I will say it time and time again. Life, my beloved brothers and friends, is about challenges and seasons. We will always have to live a season and make the most of it. We are receiving advice from the Apostle Paul, a man who wrote letters from jail with the objective of encouraging people. Paul could easily have the excuse to complain or simply cry, to generate pity and appeal the law so they could take him out of there, because Paul had not done anything wrong. The only thing he had done was to preach about Jesus Christ. Some people did not like it, so they decided to generate a plan to put him in jail, and it happened. Paul could have an excuse, which could be a valid excuse, to complain to God for the fact that he was in jail after not having done anything wrong. He could groan every day and say, Lord, why me? Why did you take me to jail? Why did you allow my enemies to get away with what they wanted? I believe that many times we could feel identified with this moment that I am talking to you about. Because how many times we have gone through a difficult moment and we tell him, Lord, I don't deserve it. But I do not want to touch this point. I will when I have another opportunity. What I want to get at is that Paul did not use his chains to generate pity. He took advantage of them to preach the word with more zeal, with more strength, with more power. Therefore, in Philippians chapter 3, verse 1, the first thing he urges people to do is, be joyful in the Lord. I never get tired of telling you these things, and I do it to protect your faith. When he told them be joyful, he was saying that joy protected their faith. This is awesome, because when we are joyful, we are grateful. And this is because we have the maturity to understand that each season is a situation that we have to confront. And God, who is in us and with us and for us already has everything planned, so together with the trial, we can see the way out. But we have to understand that our walk through that season, that our walk through that time is accompanied of something called purpose. If we do not have or do not understand the purpose, we can easily get off track and will not understand what each circumstance is for. During our life, we must cry. But during our life, we must also laugh. During our life, my beloved friends, there will be moments of trial, but there will also be moments of major victories. Of course, a victory is not conquered by being still. To obtain a victory, we have to face great battles. And it is here where we will know God the most, and we will understand who He is, and we will know His purpose for us. Many times in the passivity of everything, we sleep in our laurels, we remain still. When we are passive and apparently everything is fine, we tend to accommodate ourselves to the circumstances. We accommodate ourselves where we feel good. But this keeps us from moving forward. It makes us stay and overvalue the times. Paul could have sat down and said, I have preached, I have fasted, I have done this, I have helped the poor, I have done good deeds, and I end up in jail. He could have said this, of course. He could have said it. But what was his word? My chains made me make the most of my time, and each life minute I have in this jail is a minute I want to take advantage of, because every minute that is gone, it is a minute that if I do not take advantage of, it is lost time. I want to make the most of life itself, no matter what circumstances I have to live. If I am now in jail, I am looking forward to what God is going to do with me. He had turned jail into his office to write letters. He wrote 4 letters from prison. Paul wrote letters to the Philippians, which is what we are reading today. He wrote letters to the Colossians. He wrote 1 letter to Philemon. And he wrote letters to the Ephesians. Paul writes 4 letters from prison, awaiting a sentence, suffering for something he had not done. But he was joyful because he said, I am suffering for Christ's sake, and therefore I know that my reward is prompt. Although there were many things he had stopped enjoying on earth, Paul knew there was an eternity and that he was being prepared for that eternity. He said, I can use this space to complain, or I can focus on the finish line. Do you know what I have learned? That during moments of crisis is when more opportunities occur. But when I am in the wrong position, I will have the wrong life perspective. When the whole world is preoccupied with a crisis, I can learn to see the opportunities. Or I can do what the world does, complain. I rather focus on what is ahead, you know? When we are in God, we can understand something. The crisis is going to push you to take a step forward. But if you do not believe in God, it will be complicated for you, because instead of advancing, you will step back. Hence, in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12, Paul tells the people, "Look, I have not reached it all, but now more than ever, I continue forward because I want to reach the goal that God has for me." Now, how do I do that? I can sit in the middle of the prison I am in, and complain and let time go by and get old, perhaps wait for the sentence or perhaps freedom. I don't know. And waste time now. Or I can, number one, focus toward the goal, and number two, forget what is left behind and focus on what is coming ahead. Verse 13 says, "No, beloved brothers, I have not attained everything, but I am concentrating only on this. I forget the past and I fix my gaze on what I have ahead, so I advance until I reach the finish line." Are you advancing or are you generating pity? Are you advancing or are you already, or you already threw yourself in the corner to die? Are you advancing or are you running out of life, remembering what was or what could have happened or what could have been? Today, I come to you with this advice from God. It is time to get up. It is time to trust. It is time to delight yourself in God and understand that there is a new opportunity, that if you could open your eyes, there is still hope. But the hope I talk to you about is not a hope of years, but the hope of having the conviction that today something can happen, that today a door opens, that today there is a new opportunity. Today, I invite you to wash your eyes with this awesome word, that you may sharpen your ear to listen to the voice of God. Because it is by listening to His voice, it is by being in His presence, that you will find the correct path to advance. Perhaps, my beloved friend, you have to pass through jail on your way to what is about to come. Some will say, "But Pastor, I'm not a prisoner." I am using Paul's example because of the situation and the condition he found himself in. But perhaps when I talk about a jail in your life, it can be a situation where you feel oppressed, where you feel you are between a sword and a wall, where you feel you cannot advance, and you find yourself there. It can be in your ministry, as you serve God, or it could also be, right, a situation at work, or in your professional life, or the things we do daily. Often, we have to understand that although physically we are not in a dungeon, you can be in a spiritual prison. This jail can be called the past, while you are trying to live the present. You do not enjoy it. Nor do you have the capacity to see beyond the bars of your past life, because it has been hard for you to release. It has been hard for you to leave behind, to detach yourself from what was, from what could have been, still carrying guilt because you could be blaming yourself. And perhaps you see situations that happened and your mind go back to remembering, returns to the past, and then you begin to think, if I would have done it this way, or if someone would have told me, I would not be here now. But you cannot change the past. And this point is important. I cannot change the condition I find myself in right now either. But I can have the freedom in the spirit. Yes, I can have freedom in my heart to be strengthened by God and focus on what is coming. While there is life, there is opportunity. There is hope. There is always a way. You cannot see it because you need to let go of the past. Today, this advice is coming from God. In jail, this man had understood, I can spend my life here complaining. I can spend my time here going backwards, looking at what could have been, or I can focus on and know that this is a period of time that I had to live. But the Father had already prepared me. Consequently, I am going to make the most out of life. What are you going to do today? Is my question for you today. Start a new day. There is a new opportunity. But today, even if the conditions restrict you physically, remember that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Be joyful in God because He allows you to breathe and get up, which means that there is a new victory to show, to conquer. There are new things that you will see which will happen. I believe in the name of Jesus. But this is not over. There is a goal ahead of you. There are new things that you will see which will happen. I believe it in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray right now for each person who is receiving these words, these serious letters from prison. Lord, they make us reflect, Father, what it is to be grateful, to let go, to be free, and understand, Lord, that we do not depend on the circumstances. We depend on You. You created us, You designed us with a purpose, and we need to be firm in this conviction, knowing, Lord, that this world gives a lot of turns. Perhaps today we had to cry, but the moment will come when we will laugh. And when we are in that moment of laughter, let us not forget what we had to learn during that moment when we had to cry. And know, Lord, that things happen to us not because we deserve them, that they do not happen because we did something bad. You made the sun come out for good and bad people. May our trust be in You, Lord, all the time, because I am not only referring to times of shortage, but also to times of abundance. May You always be our Lord. We can trust in You. We need You, Father. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He sends you blessings.